This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. The Dallas School District recently opened two new high school drop-in centers to help students in need, including homeless kids. The district has partnered with a nonprofit group to help remove the stigma from kids afraid to say they're homeless. Here's one of the newest centers at Madison High, near Fair Park. It's just before 8 a.m. in a large room in Madison High. School's still an hour away, but in here, there are donuts, candy, energy bars, school uniforms.
A little bird of sun will fly away.
A local musician named Cowboy Bob plays music to give this place a coffee house feel. This is the district's newest drop-in center. DISD Urban Specialist Kim Toynes says it's an attempt to lighten things up for those stressed by challenges like homelessness.
If a student is coming from a shelter in the morning and they get here to the school, that cafeteria is just more of another institutional type place. When they come in here, it's an opportunity to sit around comfortably, get relaxed. It's somebody actually showing that they care about how their day gets started.
Toynes estimates Madison has a dozen or more homeless kids. There are at least 3,400 in the district. That doesn't always mean they're sleeping in a car or under a bridge. Officially, they may not be living with parents. Maybe they're sofa surfing with friends or staying with a relative for a week or a month. The district is counting on student volunteers to spread the word about the drop-in center and to get kids comfortable with visiting here. Toynes recruited senior Ebony Loy to help the effort.
We come and we, like, sit and talk to, like, the students. And if we know a student that needs something, we direct them here.
Sarita Johnson came in Monday morning to check out the center just because she was curious.
When Ebony told me about it, she summed it up. She was like, if you ever need anything or if you ever just want to know something or you're just confused about something, you can come up here and they can help you with whatever you need. And I was like, what you talking about? And she was like, home, school-wise, they can help you with everything you need. I was like, okay.
Keith Price is here to help. Executive director of the nonprofit Focus on Teens, he was at the center Monday and works with the district at these drop-in centers. His group focuses on those who may have drug or suicide problems or need a place to live.
We open up our drop-in center, let's say between 7:30 and 8, and our thinking is that anybody that comes to our drop-in center early, generally it's not because the bus was early. Something's going on, and that's okay. So we welcome them.
Drop-in centers help draw out homeless kids too embarrassed to admit it. Price says they shouldn't be ashamed. They should be admired because they're still in school.
That is a major step. They have their toe in the water. I'm not working with a youngster that's not in school. I'm working with a kid that's in school. And if they show that kind of moxie, you can build on it. You can build on that foundation because that's huge. Because their alternative is to be gone.
Another drop-in center is scheduled to open next week at Samuel High School in South Dallas. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.